Summary of the Laws of Pesach, Laws Relating to Bedikas Chametz, Part 2. The Bracha. Before one begins to check for chametz, one says the blessing of Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvah V'Tzivanu Al Bi'ur Chametz. We do not say Al Bedikas Chametz, as the main purpose of the mitzvah is the burning and not the checking, as the checking is a prerequisite to find the chametz and then burn it. If one forgot to say this bracha over the bedika at night, then he is to say the bracha the next day at the time that he burns the chametz. If he remembers in the middle of his bedika, then so long as he still has a kazayis of chametz left to search for, then the bracha should be said. Now what does a person do if he doesn't own a home, but he has belongings such as a suitcase or a car? Does he check with a bracha on the night of the 14th? Such as if you're a guest in someone's house the night of the 14th and you have your suitcase with you, do you check it with a bracha? Someone who does not own a house, who does not have a home to check for chametz, is nonetheless obligated to check his belongings for chametz, as the iser is to own chametz, not necessarily in your physical house. Nonetheless, a blessing should not be recited prior to this search, as seemingly the main takana, the main institution to check for chametz, was regarding one's home, and to make a bracha on one's belongings is under question and therefore should not be done. Now, if a person owns more than two homes, or he has a house that he lives in and he has a store or an office, should he say two blessings when checking both of them, or is one blessing said that covers both even though he's traveling in between? So the answer is that so long as it's owned by one owner, meaning you're the owner of both places or you're the renter of both places, then you say a single bracha. May one talk during the bedika? So between the blessing and the start of the search, it's forbidden to talk of anything, any matter, even if it relates to the bedika. You must begin the search as soon as you finish the bracha. However, once you begin the search, although it's not allowed for one to speak of unrelated matters till the search is over, you are allowed to talk of matters that relate to the bedika. So you can give instructions to your children where to check, what to check, turn on the light, turn off the light, bring the matches. All that can be done once you've already started the bedika. Even those who are helping the main homeowner, the father of the home, to do the bedika, they should also refrain from talking until it is over, as they are considered a shliach of the father to do the checking. If one needed to go to the bathroom during the bedika, he may nonetheless say Ashayatzar before finishing the bedika, as otherwise he may forget. And likewise, one may answer Amin for a bracha, and one may recite a blessing in the thunder and lightning and matters of the like. Where should one begin the bedika? So the bedika should be done first in the room that the blessing was said in order so one does not make an interval, a hefsek, of going from one room to another in the blessing in the start of the bedika. Certainly, one should not go from outside to inside, or inside to outside before beginning the bedika after the bracha is said. Who in the house is obligated to do the bedika? So ideally, the search obligation is only upon the leader of the home, homeowner, and not on any of the family members or other dependents. Nonetheless, in the case that the owner is not home, such as one's father is away, then the obligation falls upon the dependents, even if the father did not directly appoint them to do the search. If you're a guest in another Jew's home, then that Jew is the one who's obligated to do the bedika and not you. So children at home and sons-in-law and daughters-in-law that go to the relatives for Pesach, the obligation of bedika is not upon them, but rather upon the parents. Appointing others to help perform the bedika. So it's permitted for one to appoint a shliach in his place to do the bedika for him. And that shliach may do so with a bracha, even though it's not his obligation and not his chametz or home. Initially, one should only appoint men who are over the age of 13 to perform the bedika. And it's proper for him to try to engage in at least some part of the bedika rather than have it completely done by an emissary. There's room to learn that initially it's proper for him to do the entire bedika himself, as it's a greater mitzvah for one to do a mitzvah himself than to do so through an emissary. Nonetheless, others learn that it's proper to merit others, other members of the household, to also participate in the bedika, and thus delegate different rooms to different people. Regarding women, although Talmudically and in the Shulchan Aruch we find regulations and restrictions regarding women participating in the bedika, practically, the Paiskim rule that today, women are kosher or valid to check for chametz even initially. Certainly, however, a Gentile and child below the age of chinuch cannot be trusted to do the bedika, and if they did a bedika, it is worthless and it must be repeated by a Jew who's of proper age. The 10 pieces of bread. So the custom is to place 10 pieces of chametz throughout the house before doing the bedika, for the reasons recorded in Shulchan Aruch and likewise based in Kabbalah. Our custom is to wrap the pieces of bread in paper. You can use masking tape for this purpose. And the Pesukim write that one should beware to place specifically hard pieces of chametz that do not crumble, as otherwise some chametz may crumble in the house during the search. The Pesukim record that the person who distributes the pieces of bread and hides them in the house should not be the same person who does the bedikah, as otherwise he knows where it is, and it's not considered that he's searching for this chametz. So in a family with children, the children should hide it and have the father look for it. And with a husband and wife, the wife should hide it and the husband looks for it. Initially, it's proper, as right, the achrayim, that the 10 pieces of bread that are hidden in the home should be less than the kazayis each, just in case one gets lost and you can't find it, then you won't have an obligation to continue searching till you do. Which candles and lights are valid for the checking of chametz? So it's forbidden to use the light of a torch to search for chametz, and even b'di'evit, if you did so, it's invalid and you must recheck. Thus, a havdalah candle cannot be used. Likewise, any candle that contains two wicks close to each other cannot be used, even b'di'evit. If it was used, the b'dika is not valid. Initially, the custom based on Kabbalah is to use beeswax candle, and if it's not available, then any candle is valid to be used. An oil candle should not be used unless there's absolutely nothing else available. It's permitted for one to use a flashlight or other form of electric light for the bedikah, and it does not have the same status as a torch. Nonetheless, the custom is to use specifically a candle, at least on the onset of the bedikah, as is the tradition. And as you go on, you can then use a flashlight, especially when necessary, because it's difficult to use a candle to look, and you're afraid that wax and even a fire, chas v'shalom, can be started. In a situation that you need the electricity in the room on to help you do a bedikah, then you may put it on. A person who does not have a flame available may even initially use a flashlight and say a blessing over it. Bedikas chametz in shuls and bati medrash. So shuls and bati medrash are required and obligated to be cleaned and checked on the night of the 14th with a candle with a blessing. This responsibility falls upon the gabayim of the shul. Thus, the gabay in essence has two blessings, one when he checks for chametz in his own home and the second in the shul. The stairs and lounge of an apartment building are also obligated to be checked for chametz by its Jewish residents, and they should get together and appoint one person to be in charge of doing the bedikah there, and thus fulfill the obligation according to all.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanOrucharav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanOrucharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.